Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. It's me, Ella, also known as Lunar Hiccups. You probably know me from audios on the internet, such as this one. I'm excited for you to listen to the audio, but before we get into it, I'm here to let you know that I'm a grown-up, legal, adult woman, and I do many adult things, such as farmers markets, going to bed at 9 p.m., buying canned wine at Target, taxes, and acid reflux. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hey, nerd. Guess what this is? Yeah, it's an A. I got an A on the math exam, and it's all thanks to you for helping me with my homework this all semester. One more semester to go, and we are out of here. For being such a good tutor, I think you deserve to be rewarded. What kind of reward? Come on, dork. I'm the school's top slut cheerleader. We're both 18, so we're gonna fuck. What did you think I was gonna reward you with? After school, meet me in the boys' bathroom down the hall from the locker rooms. Don't worry, nobody goes in there anyway, since everyone just uses the locker room bathrooms instead. Am I serious? Of course I'm serious. Trust me, this is not a prank. Okay, sure. The last time I rewarded you with my panties, I failed to mention that I had just gotten cream pied by the quarterback of the football team and his cum was all over them. You still kept them anyway, though, right? You're asking about that time I agreed to have phone sex with you? Jeez. Just because I was getting fucked by Mr. Harper, the English teacher, when I called you, doesn't mean I didn't fulfill my promise. We still had phone sex. And I know you came so hard. Don't worry. This time, it'll just be me and you in an empty bathroom with the rest of the day for you to stick that little virgin nerd dick and my sopping wet cheerleader pussy. It's your dream come true, right? Well, anyways, class is about to start, so see you after school, nerd. Don't stop. I don't care if someone just walked in. And when the others still just keep fucking me, I'm so close. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm coming with that huge dick of yours. Oh, don't pull out. Don't pull out. Come inside me. Oh, careful. Not to let any of it spill out. Oh, I want to make sure all your hot cum stays in my pussy. Oh. And get out of here. Don't worry about me. I'll get myself cleaned up. You're gonna be late for soccer practice. Okay, nerd. You can come out now. Come into my stall. What? Don't be mad. I promised it would just be me and you, didn't I? Sure, Brody from the soccer team just cream-pied my pussy, but he's gone now. Besides, that little bulge you've got there means that it turned you on, didn't it? Being next to me while I get fucked by a huge cock twice the size of yours? That's what I thought. Now, take off your clothes and get on your knees, dork. You're in cleanup duty. You heard me. Get undressed and get on your knees. If you want your reward, then you've gotta lick every drop of cum out of my sloppy, used, wet pussy first. That's a good boy. Oh, jeez. I kind of figured you'd have a small dick, but I thought at least you'd be a little bit bigger. There we go. On your knees like a good boy. Now stick out your tongue and pant like the horny virgin dog you are. Oh, fuck. Seeing you so desperate is turning me on so much. That little cock of yours is leaking so much already. Just let me grab the back of your head and press your face against this naughty cheerleader pussy you've been craving so much. Oh, you love this, don't you? When I fuck other guys and let you eat their cum out of my well-fucked pussy. Oh, fuck. For every inch of cock you act, you more than make it up with your tongue. Oh, are you sure this is your first time? And you aced the anatomy exam. Oh, so of course you know where to find my clit. Keep going. I'll make sure to slurp every drop of that yummy cream out of my pussy. Adjust my pussy to your cock. That's better. Oh, I can actually feel you now. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? My warm and wet pussy gripping so tightly on that thin shaft of yours. Oh, press your hips a bit faster. You want to make me feel good too, right? Oh, good. Your legs are shaking. Are you trying your best not to come? Don't worry, just let it all out. It's your first time and there's no way a little cock like yours could last anyways. Not this long. There we go. Let all that cum squirt out. Oh, to be honest, I was half expecting you to come before you came and put it in, so... I definitely think that you exceeded my expectations. Looks like your little guy's gonna need a little bit of time before he's up and ready again, and you have another mess you need to clean up right now. Here, lay down on the floor. Just let me straddle that cute face of yours. You like the view, dork? My freshly fucked pussy itches above your face. Just let me lower my cum-filled pussy onto your mouth. Fuck! It was an amazing tongue again. Sorry. Not nearly as much cum this time around to feed my good boy, but don't worry, I'll make sure to keep you well fed with the cum in the future. Your little cock is having some trouble getting hard again. Looks like it couldn't handle its first pussy. Let me lean forward and suck the limp cock of yours with my mouth. I want to get it nice and stiff. I can taste my pussy on your cock. You like it when I throw my tongue on your tip? You're a bit too small for me to deep throat, but let's see how far it can go in my mouth. You managed to make me come with your cock. And it looks like my pussy is full of cum again for the sixth time today. I'm sure you'd love to eat another cream pie out of me, but I want to enjoy the feeling of having your cum inside me for the rest of the day. Let me slide my panties back on quick. Jeez. You gonna be okay? You look like you're gonna pass out. Here. Let me help you up. And here's your pants. Hey, nerd. Before we go, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. To be honest, I've always hated school, and I've always had a hard time learning from most of my teachers, but it all kind of came and changed this year, thanks to you. When you were tutoring me, the way you broke things down and explained everything, it made sense to me. I even made it onto the honor roll this semester, too. This is my last year in high school, but I'm actually enjoying it. My grades are up. I get to fuck a lot of guys, and I get to spend it with you. So, anyway, what I'm trying to say is, wouldn't you like to go on a date with me? Mm-hmm. Like a real date? Yeah, I'm serious. I've always thought you were pretty cute, and you're one of the only few people that actually cares about who I am beyond my sluttiness. You're smart, and you're a dork, but a dork that can make me laugh. You're my dork. Also, you're probably the only guy who would be okay with me fucking other people I'll be dated to. Oh, and for the record, you were never in the friend zone. What? Wasn't the fact that I gave you my panties earlier in the year a dead giveaway? Besides, I don't date guys in the friend zone. You know that. Anyway, so, what do you say? Would you like to go on a date with me? Say yes? I can't wait. Well, I gotta head home or my parents are gonna kill me. I'll call you later, and I may or may not be fucking someone else when I call. See you later, nerd. I mean, see you later, boyfriend.